the very model of a modern major general. I've information vegetable, animal, and mineral. I know that...
When Gilbert and Sullivan wrote this famous song for their comic operetta, The Pirates of Penzance, they no doubt imagined Major General Stanley dressed in a crisp military uniform, not beach shorts. They probably didn't imagine a bar on stage either, or beach balls bouncing around in the audience. But that's exactly how the Chicago-based Hypocrites Theater Company has staged its version of Pirates of Penzance, which is now on stage at the ART in Cambridge. It's a boundary-busting, provocative, and raucous 80 minutes, and I think it's safe to say it's unlike any Gilbert and Sullivan production that you've probably ever seen. So I'm joined now by Zeke Sulkis, Christine Stulick, and Rob McLean, three members of the cast, and they join us right now in the studio. Welcome to all three of you. Great to have you.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
And they're here with a guitar and a banjo and their singing voices, so we're going to hear some music in a moment. But let's just talk a little bit about this production. First of all, Zeke, you play Frederick, the hero,
sir.
And yes. I just want to give a tiny bit of the plot line. He's just turned 21. He's released from his apprenticeship with some tender-hearted pirates, falls in love with Mabel, but all gets sort of confused when he finds out that he was born on a leap year, which means he has to wait another, 40 or something years before he's released from this apprenticeship.
Indeed, yes.
Right,
so. Yeah, he's going to have to be a pirate till up until his 80s, which will dampen his young romance with the beautiful Maybell. But
with the beautiful
love
Maybell.
Triumphs.
Right, love triumphs as it does. So that's the plot line. Now, Gilbert and Sullivan, of course, maybe not known for complex plots as much as they're known for their lyrics and music. How did you prepare to take on this role?
Oh, my goodness. Well, a few years ago when this production first started up, it was one of the most daunting preparation processes I've ever been a part of, if not the most, because, you know, not only were we learning lines and songs, but we were also memorizing all of the music, which we were playing ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it was a truly terrifying experience to learn this, and it just took slowly chipping away at all three of these things, the music, the vocals, and the lyrics. So for me, I think, I don't know, a big part of it for me was I never dreamed in a million years I'd get to play this part. It's an ingenue part, and I've said before I'm kind of a non-genue. but with the Hypocrites and with this kind of show, the way we do it, it allowed me to do this thing that I love doing, and to be a part of this show and to get to play Frederick has been one of the joys of my life. So,
well, let me come over to you, Rob McLean. You play the ever-important Pirate King, as mm-hmm. well as the Sergeant of Police. Now, I saw the show last week, and we've sort of hinted to listeners that it's unlike any Gilbert and Sullivan production they've probably ever seen. It's very Key West. There's a cash bar on stage, beach balls are flying around, tutu wearing, banjo strumming actors and actresses are all around us. What do you think Gilbert and Sullivan would have made of this?
Honestly, I think that I don't know. I have to believe that they would enjoy it. I think that we're fun, we're silly, we're not taking ourselves too seriously.
Mm.
And that's kind of, I mean, they were the pop music satirists of their day. And,
sure.
And I think that they would enjoy what we're doing. And I know that we've had a wide variety of people that would be consider themselves Gilbert and Sullivan purists that have come to see the show. Sometimes not their cup of tea, sure, but more often than not, the people that really love Gilbert and Sullivan have really loved what we've done with it and are right there on stage with us having a blast.
It's really, really fun. Now, Christine Stulick, let me come to you. You play Ruth and Maybell, two very different types of women who occupy Frederick. Challenging to... Well, let me ask you a point that Zeke brought up, and that is the challenge of taking on this language, because the lyrics and the language of Gilbert and Sullivan really, really complex, ornate, sophisticated even.
Yes, definitely. At the same time, really accessible
mm-hmm.
to us as the actors and to the audience, I think. When we started this process, I remember thinking how funny the lines were as they stood. They were... Gilbert and Sullivan really knew what they were doing, and we've just sort of heightened them to our own sort of silly accent, which is sort of a mashup British accent. But I think that the language has... I think we've overcome the challenge and sort of found our own voice within it.
Well, speaking of your own voice, let's hear some of that music, because you've got a banjo, we've got a guitar here, Zeke's got the guitar. What are you going to sing for us? Who wants to set it up?
This song is Leave Me Not to Pine Alone. It's the duet between Frederick and Mabel when Mabel finds out that Frederick is going to be apprenticed to the pirates for much longer than she anticipated.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So this is their little love song.
And sorrow all supreme. He loves thee, he is gone. Fa-la-la, fa-la, fa-la.
Very nice. That's Zeke Sulkis, who plays Frederick, and Christine Stulik, who plays Maybell, singing a song from the Chicago-based Hypocrites Theater Company production of Pirates of Penzance, currently on stage at the American Repertory Theater in Cambridge. Let me ask you folks, in this production, the audience is invited to circulate, to sort of sit on the stage, to sit on the beer coolers that are around, check out the stage from any angle they choose. May be interesting for them, but what's it like for you as performers?
It really defines these productions because it's a different show every night. And when we first started rehearsing it, we would rehearse it in a room with just us. And so we kind of can figure out what we're doing, but we didn't really know how the show worked or even if the show worked until we had our first audience. And when the audience shows up, that's when the show really, I think, takes off because we have to...
We adapt to them.
We do. We try to guide them where they should go and when. Sometimes they play along. Sometimes they don't. And we have to deal with it because that's the reality. And it makes it a new experience and keeps it really fresh every time.
Well, I'm curious, Zeke, have there been any surprising moments when the audience, I don't know, sort of upset the apple cart, got in your way, or did something a little surprising?
Oh, my goodness. You know, we've been doing this show. Some of us, this is our fifth time doing this show. And, in the past, you know, we have little kerfuffles, sometimes some stuff happens, but there's never been a full-on collision until opening night this time here at the Oberon, where I, or not at the Oberon, but at the Loeb Center, where I just was so excited, I went rushing through, and an audience member jumped one way when she should have jumped another, and we did collide, but... It was the nature of the event that she was thrilled that it happened. We took tons of pictures afterwards. She had a blast. So sometimes crazy things happen. But like Rob said, it's what makes the show alive, and it's what makes it exciting for us, too.
All right. Well, the show is The Pirates of Penzance. Zeke Sulkis, Christine Stulik, and Rob McLean are members of the cast of Pirates of Penzance, now on stage at the RT in Cambridge through June 2nd. There's a lot more information and a video of the show in action at our website, radioboston.org. And if you go, wear your bathing suit. That's what I say. You'll fit right in. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you
so much for having us.
That's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Carrie Goldberg.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
You'll say a better Major General had never sat at you.
You'll say a better Major General has never sat at you. You'll say a better Major General has never sat at you. You'll say a better Major General has never sat at you.
For my military knowledge, though I'm plucky and adventury, has only been brought down to the beginning of the century. But still in matters vegetable, animal and mineral, I am the very model of a modern Major General.
You'll say a better Major General has never sat at you.